Hi everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your host Ash and JD. So it's been quite an eventful week over in America, really, hasn't it? With P Diddy, Sean Puff Daddy, he's been on the run. So I've seen things about it for a couple of years, to be fair. With him sex trafficking and underage. Having sex or whatever with underage people. I think, I don't know who came out with it actually, but someone said about he took Justin Bieber under his wings when he was really young, early on the scenes, and stuff happened there apparently as well.
Because I'm unsure of what actually is going on. I know there's stuff going on with his name in regards to him, but I just remember people saying 50 Cent was right years ago, and that he went to an interview with 50 Cent saying, some remarks about him. But so what is actually going on?
So I think it's just all starting to come out regarding a backlog of events from all that Epstein Island's list and everything.
Right.
So his name was on the list, allegedly. I'm not saying the list. He probably isn't, but from TikToks and stuff that I've seen, he was on the list. But everyone else was apparently as well. His house in Miami or whatever was raided regarding trafficking. I think it was his nephews that were there at the time. P. Diddy wasn't. And so the helicopter camera views, it was the younger lads getting arrested. And then there was reports that he was getting onto his own private jet and just disappearing. It wasn't said where he was going to. So he was on the run for a couple of days. 50 Cent, not that I've seen it personally, I've just seen, again, TikToks of people going on about it, just laughing their head off. 50 Cent has been documenting what's been going on his own Instagram. Posting pictures of Wanted Diddy and whatever. Coming out with his usual banter, and then he's actually been caught. But going off of your facial expression, you didn't know that he'd been caught then.
No, I didn't even know who was on the run.
So he's been caught, but then obviously you can see where it's going to go. All the conspiracies have come out.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy and everything, mate. I've said it.
Well, it doesn't even look like him. I mean, it looks like him enough.
Well, because last week we said this, and then after when you left, a few hours later.
Yes.
Do you remember last week's episode?
Yeah, I was going to ring you. but because I've been on holiday for the week, I'd got there. And by the time I'd got there, I had to edit last week's episode. And then I was like, nah. Because it was breaking news while I was driving on the radio.
It was literally, because anyone who listened to last week's podcast, we was referencing Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
And you said he was a lookalike and, all these conspiracies, theories, because it's everywhere. There's conspiracy theory and everything. And, literally, as soon as you went out the door, 20 minutes later, it was on the news and I was just like, oh, shit.
it was probably about an hour and a half later that it broke on the radio to me.
Or maybe it was a bit later. It just seemed a bit...
So come out that she's got cancer. She's waited until the Easter holidays, so when the kids aren't in school, to be able to break the news and stuff, so it would make it easier for the kids. And that's all I've seen all week then as well. Just people coming out with their cancer stories and is it fair to tell your children if you've got it? Fucking hell, man.
Obviously, it's your choice. And it depends on the person.
They've really milked the life out of it. I mean, I don't watch normal TV anyway, and it's been advert after advert of cancer research, and there's one woman that's when I was young, it was cool to smoke and blah, blah, and then I got lung cancer. The signs have been on the fucking cigarette boxes for 20 years with fucking people with ballooned up lungs and stuff. It's fucking, smoking's bad, don't do it.
Yeah.
But then I'm guessing you haven't seen any of the conspiracies out about her coming out with a cancer.
I don't know if we should just draw a line here, mate, because
the main one that I saw was the bench, because she's sitting on a park bench.
Yeah.
And she's given a statement. So when you're looking at it, No, I didn't, because I didn't see the statements originally myself. It was weren't until probably even the next day that I'd seen people doing their TikTok videos about it, and they were showing that the bench has been photoshopped. So on her right hand side, the gaps between the slats are say 2 inches apart.
Yeah.
And then on the left hand side, they're like an inch apart. And I just had to laugh because it's because the bench is on an angle.
Where
it's being recorded, it's on an angle. So
it's gonna be different, yeah.
Yeah, you know, your visually, perception.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was just laughing. I was like, fucking hell, people just can't give a rest for it, can they?
So you say P. Diddy doesn't look like himself, Puff Daddy.
So the first picture of him being captured that I saw, it looked like someone wearing a face mask. So you know those realistic rubber masks that people pull over the reds. It looked like one of those. And then the few pictures that I've seen after that then. So the first one, it was like, as he'd just been arrested, his hands were behind his back. And it was, I don't know, probably 100 metres away. So it just looked like someone had one of those rubber masks over the head, because the head was massive. And so then the pictures after that, his head's bigger than, like, because, you know, they've put, you know, before and after pictures, essentially, side by sides, and his head's definitely bigger. His hairline's further back in different shapes and stuff. His cheeks are a lot chubbier. And fair enough, I know people can put weight on and stuff, but he just doesn't look right.
You know what? Here's the thing with me. If I was a celebrity, a big celebrity, I probably would have a lookalike to do stuff while you go and do what you need to do.
Mm.
And I feel like maybe that is a thing, maybe, possibly. But do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You get in my private jet, you fly here, I'm going to go to the shops, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now that's the thing. But obviously, while you was talking, I just Googled P. Diddy update. And I've come across his article from the Daily Mail.
Reliable source.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's got, and it's basically, he's got an interaction with Justin Bieber here. And it's following multiple raids linked to a federal sex trafficking probe. Another clip of the rapper grilling 16-year-old Justin Bieber. So he goes like this. "What's up, man? You good? Selling out arenas and everything," Diddy asked Bieber. "Starting to act different, huh? You haven't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out." Bieber, who's reported 16 at the time of the clip, appeared as he responded to his musical... Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So basically,
All the prep work again.
Yeah, yeah. So Bieber responds, "I mean, you tried to get in contact with me throughout all my and whatnot, but you've never got my number." Bieber said, "I'm going to tell you my number." So this is in regards to his, raids linked to a federal sex trafficking probe. So it's just weird, like, why would someone like him have links to that? Like, why would you?
Yeah, considering he's like allegedly one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, because I think his net worth is around about $1 billion, if not over $1 billion.
Yeah, I think,
you know what? Let's get it.
I think it was.
I'm sure it was.
I think he's in the top five of like richest rappers in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because I think it's just Jay-Z. That's probably.
Yeah, he was like 50 odd billion the last time I saw that.
So yeah, one billion is worth in 2022. So someone that's worth 1 billion, why would you take these kind of risks? It's always funny to me, like.
Well, it's that I don't get why it's always sex trafficking and that, you know, with the Epstein Island and fucking obviously now with Piddy and Pizzagate a couple of years ago, where they were saying it was pizza orders for relating to different kids that wanted or something.
So, like, when someone says sex trafficking, what does that mean to you when someone says sex? Because I know I've got an idea in my head, but what do you
see? My impression really is just what you've seen on the films and that, really, where it's like a load of they'll get a crate full of like Chinese women and stuff and like ship them over to America and sell them to people for money so they can, you know, wife them off and whatever.
Wow.
But yeah, otherwise, I don't know what else can be related to it, really.
Right, so it's got here, sex trafficking is the recruitment, harbouring, transportation, provision, obtaining, what's that word, Jack? Patronising.
Patronising.
I don't even know what that means. Or soliciting of a person for the purpose of a commercial sex act in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, and so on. Because it goes on for a while.
Yeah,
it's pretty much what you said, like you're forcing someone to do something sexual without their permission or you know.
Well, yeah, it's paying someone, in a real crude way of putting it, it's paying someone to give you a person that you can just rape and do whatever you want to. I know that's not the nicest way to put it, but...
But he would have girls throwing himself at him because of who he is.
Well...
And so, like, he's sex trafficking girls for other people.
Yeah, so he's a part of some sort of organisation that's...
It's really strange.
Buying and selling, essentially. Mm. Yeah. Demand is high, or was high, until he's got caught. But yeah, I don't know. Obviously, there must be a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
How many of these people keep doing it? You know, it makes you think, is that what happened to Madeleine McCann then?
Because it's like... My ass for another podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We'll deep dive into that another day.
But, so, for me, it's always funny when something comes out against someone, the cracks appear then, and it just comes flooding out, doesn't it? Like, you can't hold it in. So, like a month ago, little bit, and then all of a sudden, just everything.
Yeah.
But it does bring me on to a show that I've watched two episodes of, which is on Discovery Plus here.
Yeah, so I've seen TikTok clips of what's been going on. So just little nitbits of the programme. I don't know what it's called, but it's
called Quiet On Set.
Yeah, and it was the due to the childhood programs of Amanda Byrne,
So it's Amanda Bynes, Drake and Josh, but it's they had like a few other programs, and it's
Ariana Grande. That's what I was trying to think.
Have you seen that video with Ariana Grande with the potato?
Yeah, I saw the potato one.
Because the thing is, like, Dan Schneider, who they're really focusing on, you know, he's doing these innuendo jokes where when you're an adult and you're looking back, like, that couldn't have been shown. That can't, and, you know, and there's a bit where, you know, when the kids sneeze up a girl and it's just like shit all over her face, which is supposed to signalize in a cum shot. And, you know, I'm two episodes in, and at the first episode, you speak to Drake, who actually done a lawsuit against, I can't remember if it was against him. Yeah, I think it was against him. So that's interesting. I mean, I really recommend watching it if you get a chance.
Yeah, because I've been seeing the clips on the TikTok, I did want to get around to watching that, because obviously, you know, the events are not nice anyway, but, you know, those kinds of programs I do like. I don't know what the style it would have been classed as, to be fair, but Alan Partridge as Jimmy Savile that come out last year.
Yes. I can't remember what that was called now. But that was on the BBC, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good programme, that was.
Yeah.
Watching those is quite good, but it has been quite a mad one, because even with one of the clips saying how Amanda Byrne had been knocked up. So she was pregnant, and then she's 13, 14, so obviously she had to get rid of it. And then it went on to a clip from the programme where they just kept referencing it. So she's talking to the audience. This geezer comes in with a pretzel stand, walks past her. She's like, what are you doing? You know, I'm trying to record a show here. And he's like, oh, you're recording on an empty stomach. And she's like, what are you on about? So, you know, you look like you could do with some food or whatever, get something in your belly. She was like, yeah, well, we'll get some pretzels for everyone. Need 398. He says, well, if you get 400, you get a free baby. Pulls an actual baby out of the cart as well. Well, because the way I'm guessing you've not seen it on the first two episodes
yet. No.
So the way he pulls it out, you're thinking it's just a doll. And then it's like in Amanda's arms, and you see it's a real baby. I'm like, fucking hell. He basically just grabbed it by the head, wrapped up in a fucking blanket. I'm like, what the fuck? So, yeah, referencing that she was pregnant and then she wasn't, like, you know, she's got rid of you. And that was on the show as well, like. So, yeah, it's quite a strange one. Then I've seen he's like obsessed with feet or something.
Yeah, so there's a bit where, so that it only referenced it for like 2 minutes, and I can't remember. I think it might have been the first or second episode, and then done like a montage, and you do see a lot of feet.
Feet, man.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, like,
it's not for me.
Definitely not more complicated.
You know what I would love to do, Jane? Get rich off it. You know those people that just wear socks all day and sell them to someone for like £20?
Mate, I think we've been missing the market on that. You know, especially all the walking that I've done this week. I would have been able to sell.
I think that's to be boys' socks, though, don't
I? I mean, I suppose it depends on what the customer's asking for, really.
But the clientele wants.
You know, because again, I'd happily wear a thong and fucking. sat it for £50. Well, you know, I'd still have my boxes on over the top. But I'd have to be careful because obviously, you know, being a grafter, you got the builder arse popping out a lot. So I don't know. Maybe I'd have to like just fucking
Be a bit sus, any if someone's saying.
Yeah, I'd probably have to just like I don't know, fold it in between my arse cheeks or something, so they're still getting the smell.
Well, I love how we just go there, but that's what we're about. We're just going back to this TV show. Two episodes in. I think there's four or five episodes overall. I really would recommend it. Just and because
is it just on Discovery or is it on like anything else?
I think it's on UK, a channel called Quest or Red Quest. Okay. And so it's talking the documentary part or the factual part of your TV guide, depending if you're Virgin or Sky. It's where just you've got it might be on there, I don't know then.
I'll have it.
But it's on Discovery Plus anyway. But another TV show that I've watched but I found really interesting was on Channel 5 and it was called My Wife, My Abuser. Now I only watched this again because I had the feeds come up on your TikTok.
Well, yeah, so I've had them popping up on my TikTok. Right. Considering I've been away and not had good signal or anything, I have done a lot of flicking through TikTok this week, to be fair. So I've seen not a great deal, not as much of, like, you know, trying to milk a fucking potato or anything, but it's... So you've seen the programme. I'll let you give the conscript of you.
No, so it's... It's about Richard. His name's Richard. And basically, like the toller says, he's been abused by his wife for 20 plus years.
Mm.
And he's a really successful guy. He doesn't really delve into what he did for work, but judging by his house he had, it was, you know, a big house. And you wouldn't expect it. I mean, you wouldn't expect it anyway, but, you know, it was just more like in this house. Like the kids had their own playroom. So she was abusing him for like over 20 years and he started to put cameras up and record it. And some of the stuff that she would say to him in front of the kids as well, I had three kids.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, she's got a knife out, like cutting to his like throat, calling him like a little pussy and everything, like in with those remarks.
Mm.
And it was just really, it weren't a hard watch in terms of watching it, but like when you see the video of her like just, pulling him by his hair, saying, what did she say to him? He ain't a man because he can't... Oh, she said some sexual remarks anyway.
Mm.
Honestly, if you haven't watched it, just go and watch it because it is really interesting because you never really think about it being this way around.
Well, things changed definitely after the 90s. I'd say mid-2000s, time started to change real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I won't drop any names, but I know a good few women that are really abusive. Mm. I mean, there's one in particular that fucking snapped a broom in half and stabbed it into a fella's chest. He tried committing suicide two or three times. You know, it's it really did take a turn. And I think it's just down to, because the rules changed, you know, laws are different and that, and you're not allowed to hit women no more. I mean, it all went downhill, realistically. It went downhill when they were given the right to vote, really, wasn't it?
But no, it's just weird because she would say to him, if you tell anyone, I'll say that you've been abusing me. And it was weird because he was the one who didn't bring it to the authorities. Something happened and his mate was like, what's going on? And his wife told his mate that he's been hitting her. And he was like, no, mate, it's not like that. And sends him some of these videos, which he was going to delete at some point because it was getting on well. And it's a good job that he didn't. But yeah, and she was just, she just beat the shit out of him, basically, mate. And he didn't do nothing because he didn't want to lose the family. And really, he didn't want anything bad to happen to her.
I think, you know, it was quite a common thing. I mean, even definitely more so before we was born. And then he kind of died down a little bit from the 90s and onwards. But yeah, domestic violence, it's never been a good thing. I mean, I grew up with it. You know, I probably sound like I'm bashing my dad a little bit here now, like, but, you know, he used to do it, like, hit my mum for the wrong reasons, not that she ever really done anything wrong. You know, but that was, he grew up with that environment and he'd get beat for no reason and stuff. So, you know, because it was passed down, it was hard for him to sort of, like, not have that in him. Once after the divorce, he did calm down. Well, not necessarily calm down, but just changed. Didn't really lash out or anything like what he did when I was really young. But yeah, I do see a lot now though, and I think it's harder for men because, you know, obviously we're men. We all struggle to talk, give our emotions, and especially if you're in that kind of a situation, you don't want to say anything to anyone because you are getting looked at as like an unmanly person.
Yeah, and I suppose it might, not saying it is embarrassing, but you would feel slightly embarrassed at this 5 foot something that you could easily restrain.
Yeah.
Could you not lend her, I suppose, what I'm trying to say is he's not purposely lent, he doesn't want her to beat him up, but at the same time, he doesn't want to beat her up.
Yeah.
So, you know, in front of the kids. And she was an evil bitch, some of the stuff she said to him, I should say.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, there's two shows, if you get a chance, mate, and anyone listening, if you haven't watched them already, have a little watch of them. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's definitely another one that's on the list that I want to watch. You know, I mean, I had a little experience of it myself with an ex, but not that I'm trying to defend her here, but, you know, she was an alcoholic and then she smoked a lot of weed and that as well. She just started accusing me of fucking sleeping with a friend that was around all the time. And, like, you know, I was at work, come back, because I was basically living with her, and I'd be with her. If I wasn't at work, I was with her. So where I would have had the time to sleep with a friend, I don't know. And then, she fucking started hitting me at once. I saw red and I launched the wardrobe across the bedroom and that. And I was like, you know, I don't know how I did, to be fair, because it literally was that adrenaline. So I struggled to pick it back up afterwards. Triple wardrobe and that, full of clothes. Fucking just literally launched across, hanging off the edge of the bed and everything it was. But, I told her afterwards, like, look, you know, don't get me like that again, because you're lucky I didn't hit you.
Yeah, there's a limit, I suppose. It's just finding that breaking point in someone.
Yeah, and, it literally, like, lasted a couple of weeks after that then, because she did it again. That was the end of it. You know, I did find it hard not to, you know, I knew that I didn't want to give her a hiss or anything. I didn't want to punch her. But because I'd seen it as a kid and know what it is like to be in those environments, to have that almost a switch in your head to just think, right, no, I'm not going to go to the primal instinct of just, well, one, two, get on your ass, you fucking out cold or whatever. Just trying to hold it all in, restrain it, or calm down the situation. And while you're getting hit, it was quite hard, to be fair. You know, and I don't condone hitting women or anything, but to be fair, a lot of them need a good slap these days.
He's on one.
No, but, I mean, I've seen a lot of videos where, like, a woman's fucking, like, started on a man, hits him, and then he'll hit her back. And it's like, you read through the comments, it's like, well, she deserved it, she hit him first, equal rights, you want to be treated equally, this is what, well, a consequence of it and that. And I think, in general, it is fair to say that, you know, not that I'm going to go out punching women, but if they punch me...
I was going to say, like, I was going to interject, like, if you're in a public setting, say, you was at the pub, and a drunken woman full-blown punched you in your face, what would be the correct response to that? Because you're in a public setting.
Yeah, I think context is key for any situation like this, really. If I'm drunk as well and I've started saying shit to egg her on...
No, it's just... Then, you know, you're at the bar.
In that situation,
you know, it's unprovoked.
Fair enough. I've started this. I probably deserve that. But yeah, if it's fucking the other way around where I've done nothing, maybe she's bumped into me, I'm like, don't worry, love, you're all right.
Yeah.
And then she's took it the wrong way. Because I do have that sometimes. Because I'm quite a, not nicknamey person, but old-fashioned in the sense, like, oh, you're bab, you're all bab, or whatever. And I've had a lot of women, like, don't call me bab. Well, it's just a word. I'm just being polite. I don't know your name, you know, and I can't call you mate. I don't know your pronouns. Fucking, I'm just going to call you bab, you know. So, yeah, if it was something like that, that I've done that, and then she's took it the wrong way and then swung for me, then if I wasn't able to dodge it or stop it from happening, I think I would. I'd have to just fucking just swift headbutt, break a nose, and then walk out
because
I finish my pint.
If you was to restrain her, I suppose, like, once you thought about it, you'd be like, I should have just fucking swung for her. But, sorry, this is going to link me to some cars. Have you seen about this thing in New York where random women are getting punched? Have you seen that?
I've seen videos of, like, just geezers just walking down the road and just hitting people for no reason. Like, there was one, he literally just, like, he punches, I don't know, four or five people that he's just walking past on, like, a fucking high street or something. And then he goes to swing for some kid. And just as he goes to, like, this other geezer just tackles him and fucking, like, starts laying into him on the floor. But if it's a trend, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so I think it's some kind of trend now. It's just women being randomly punched in New York. I think it's called Knockout, something where men are trying to punch a random woman and trying to record and trying to knock them out, basically. But, yeah, I mean, what a weird thing to start.
It was bad enough with happy slapping in the day, though, weren't it?
So when do you remember that? When, like, I've seen a grown man get slapped the fuck out on the bus.
Yeah.
And, like, again, it's like, what do you do if, like, 4 or 5, 15-year-old, 14-year-old lads slap you? And this was, like, a big guy, and he just got off the bus, and that, like, ran out, so to speak. And I've always thought that, like, I always think, like, you know, if someone was to do something, like, and they're underage, like, you know, like, you have a daughter and that hit your daughter, you know, what's the correct way to respond?
I think over a certain age, so probably over 13, I'd happily hit the kid.
Because, like, you know, back in the day, you know, you could work when you was fucking 9.
Yeah.
But obviously... that would really be testing on someone.
Yeah, well,
because if you hit a kid and you go, Joe, well, you done a fucking slapped up a 14-year-old, you know, you'll get... I can't see that going too well in prison as well, so...
I mean, it depends on what wing you put in, really. Like, some of them might be high-fiving you. but now, I think, like, inmates would understand that as well. Like, yeah, like, you know, they've been garbage. Give them a fucking hit then, like, slap them up, whatever. I'd say it the wrong way, but I'd happily do it.
Because, you know, these thoughts cross my mind sometimes when I see, you know, like, one time, I had a Skoda Octavia VRS,
mm-hmm.
just had it washed, immaculate. Kid comes up on a scrambler, whatever you'd call him in your area.
Little dirt bike.
Dirt bike. Just donuts on the grass. Gets mud all over the car. Purposely. Now, I've seen him do it. Now, this was probably maybe about 8 years ago. And I've like, I'm raging, like, what the fuck? I've got to pull him. I've got to be like, I can't let it happen. Like, there's just some stuff that, there's a line. He knew what he's doing. So I've walked out, back of my mum's. There's like a greenery that leads towards a shop. And there's about 10 of them. And I thought, fuck it. I'm just going to fucking... I bowled right in the middle of them all. Honestly, I bowled right in the middle of them all. And he had his helmet on. He took his helmet off. And I went, why you just done that to my car? Like... But I had to, like, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta own it, man.
I'm not an aggressive guy, but I thought, I've got to sell this. And I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, what do you mean? I went, I just watched you do donuts and get mud all over my car. You're going to fucking clean it? And he was like, I didn't see your car. When you didn't see that big blue, fucking blue car there? And he went, nah. And then one of the ones said something, and I can't remember. And I was like, what, you didn't see him? Did he do it? And I would like, didn't get in his face, but was like, you telling me he didn't do it? Or did he do it? And he went, I don't know. I went, exactly. Shut up then. Like, but it, no. Well, I said, fuck off then. Like, but like, you know, I was all in the moment. I was just like, you're going to pay for that car to get washed again? Mm. He's like, I've got no money. I was like, well, you better get some money then. And I remember in the moment seeing everyone like, you know, like, and I'm waiting for someone behind me to do something. Because I literally just bowled right in the middle of it. And it was just like, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, right, fine, that's good enough. Just don't do it again.
Yeah.
And as I walked out, I was expecting one of them just to say something, can it?
Yeah.
Nothing. And I've got to the house and I'm like, those windows are going to be smashed in tonight.
Yeah. It's horrible, that thought, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because I always think about these, you know, these positions where, you don't want to be in, but you have to put yourself... No, you don't have to, but... You know,
but
when
you do kind of have to, though.
Yeah, because you couldn't have let that... I mean, I watched him, I was just like... I didn't watch the whole process, because I would have went out, but like, I was like, what the fuck? And I've looked at the bathroom window, and I was like, he's just fucking done that. Then I luckily ran to the back room and seen him drive off. I was like, fucking cheeky cunt.
Yeah, it is. It's annoying. So, similar in a sense, I parked up at... Look, a bunch of shops near my mum's years ago, and I had it there. There was a load of kids. Look, there was probably about 15 of them, ranged between like 9 to fucking 16. Look, but they're running in and out of the cars, fucking, look, they fucking ran into someone's car and that. So I've just pulled the van up, and look, they've come near the van, and they've got like scooters and stuff as well.
Mm.
And I'm going, oi, you fucking touch this van, I'll fucking bang all your heads together. And I've gone into the shop then, and I've had the same thought, like, thinking, because
you've had to say it,
yeah.
And then you went into, because you've said it, you've gone in there, it's like, oh fuck, they're either going to do something to my van or just fucking do something and I'll come out.
Because if that happened when we was kids, we would have been like, sorry, and then ran off. But these days, you can't, they're all bastards.
How long ago was this?
This was probably around the same time, to be fair. Actually, no, it would have been longer than that. Probably about 10 years ago.
Because let me tell you, if it was to happen now, I wouldn't say anything. Would not, because kids now are just...
Oh, sure, we're not to say stuff.
No, I know, I get that, but like, kids nowadays, just next level with knives and... I just...
Yeah, but if I'm in my work clothes, I've got my Stanley knife as well, innit?
No, but you know what I mean, like, the kids just seem, they've got less fear now, and it seems to happen every generation.
That's the problem. I know I've said it before, but it is, there's no fear factor in the kids. But, and they just don't give a shit.
But what happened when you walked out from the shop there?
They're all gone.
Yeah.
Because, like, the few that weren't running, like, a couple of the older ones that weren't running around, they were standing outside the chippy.
Yeah.
And so, like, because I knew that they'd heard as well, So that's why I'm thinking, oh shit, well, my tire is going to be flat or whatever. Right. And I've walked out and yeah, nothing. They'd all just done one. So I was quite proud of myself with that. But yeah, I mean, again, I don't know if I said it on the pod the other week, but you know, I was driving the road the one day and there was these couple of young kids and they were like pretending that they were going to jump out and then like egging me on to hit them in the middle of the road. And I fucking would have done. If they didn't jump back up on the curb, I would have hit them.
You know, I had that. Was it this week or last week? It might have been this week. I'm driving. Kids just step out in the middle of the road. And like they're just strolling on. They've got all the fucking time in the world. I'm like, yeah. Mate, 10 yards behind me is a fucking zebra crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just like, that's what I mean. Just no fear. Just nah. Like, it's a hard, mate, we spoke about it before. It's just a weird times. Like,
yeah.
This is when I look back at like movies, you know, from like the 50s and 60s. And I'm not going about like, we touched on like women's rights or anything like that. But it just seemed like an easier way of life. Like, you kept in line.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't, you get checked, you know, you get slapped up, you get put right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But, yeah. Should we jump on the emails now? Or?
Well, yeah. Right. There was just one more thing. I did get recognised this week.
Right. What? Really?
Yeah, I was walking along the
wait, the beach. Being on the podcast?
Nah, she just lived fucking near me, ain't it?
Oh.
But, nah, so, as I said, like, I've been away this week. Like, but, yeah, I was walking along, fucking, so I see this woman, because I've got the school at the end of the row from me, and I see her all the time, and she always wears this big green parka coat.
Right.
And I'm fucking walking down. Obviously, I've got my headphones on. And I'm thinking, look, I mean, the sun was out, but it wasn't really hot, but it wasn't cold either. I was just in my jumper and my shorts. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, she's got a big coat on. And then I thought, oh, that looks like that woman. And the next thing, I've seen her shouting to her kids and pointing at me. She'd say, oh, that's that man, and he's got his dog. I'm like, fucking hell, drive fucking 3 hours away to have one of my neighbours fucking be like round the corner for a minute.
Isn't that strange though? Because I remember going all the way to Cyprus, not on the last holiday one, but when I went before, was it with? Yeah, no, when I went with my partner now, we went there and I remember seeing someone from the Glebe there. Like, it's like literally, you're a 4.5 hours plane ride. In a different country and you're in the same bar.
Yeah. Mad, ain't he? One of the jobs that I've been on recently, they went over to Dubai a couple of weeks ago. And like, while they were there, they'd seen the electrician that did work in their house like, prior to me going there and doing anything. And there's been problems with the work that he's done and that.
Yeah.
And like they said beforehand that they couldn't get hold of him or anything. And so, yeah, they've gone on holiday for 4 days. And, like, he's there. He's got some other job over there. And so I just said it's probably because he's fucked that many people's houses up. He's had to fucking do one, like. But, yeah, fucking.
Always mad anything happens.
Yeah.
It's weird how stuff just to line up like that.
I know. But it's that, like, you know, I'm 3 hours away from home. I'm walking along the beach.
At that time.
And, yeah, for her to be walking towards me. Because that's the only way that I see her when I'm walking from mine as well. Like, fucking, you know, face to face, walking past each other. Fucking just mad. But still, yeah, it wasn't cold enough to be wearing that big parka coat anyway.
No, you know what? It was weird. Yeah, let me tell you this. It was weird. The first time I went to London, you know, the first football top I seen?
I'm going to guess it's a Birmingham City top.
Yeah, how mad is that? Like, just weird stuff. Like, you don't, in London, and I remember thinking, like, got off the train, it was like, we went to watch the Jersey Boys. And I remember we just was walking up towards the hotel. We was just like, we want, you know, get a taxi or two. We just walk here, see if we pass anything interesting. We go for food.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw this like niche little pub. I don't know. It was a pub, but it was a bit more, I don't know, pub coffee shop thing. I don't know what the fuck, you know. And we've gone in there, literally sat down, looked at the window, someone in the blues top. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, and I always find it's weird when I went to America, I remember seeing someone in a Villa top, like, how weird's that, like?
To be fair though, they have got a little bit of a following
yeah,
in America. Yeah, but like Tom Hanks and that, ain't it?
Yeah, like? But it's not like Liverpool, Real Madrid, you know, like the Man ones. Yeah, you
the
know,
big teams.
Yeah, Man City.
They ain't got fans. They can't even fill the stadium up. Fuck, you know. I know we didn't want to speak about football today, like, but I did see with the England game against Belgium, it was like half full.
No one wants it on a Tuesday night game.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, man. No one wants it on a Tuesday night.
I know. But, yeah, speaking about Tuesday nights then, let's get on to it. Now, there is a message first which relates to one of the correspondents anyway. Right. So, yeah, it was the WhatsApp on the hotline. Don't forget you can drop us a message as well. 07-470-488-096. Send in whatever you want, fucking anything. voice notes.
Mine went somewhere else then.
Yeah. Don't send me pictures of your feet, fuck that. If I get anything, to you, man.
No.
Fuck you. So Lee, he was laughing. He says, ha ha, James is rattled.
Everyone knew he got rattled at it. He wasn't bothered though, mate.
Yeah, he weren't asked, was it? So that leads
he's
me
in
on to
in his fucking bedroom now, fucking into his clock pillow, Clyde. Fucking. Oh.
So yeah, that leads me on to the email from James anyway. simply put it, it's just that you can shove your Undertake podcast up your ass.
He's got a bit about him.
God, I could just imagine him sitting there just listening. He's all, fuck.
I ain't doing a podcast with him. you know.
Yeah, so, James, it's all right, mate. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. And, it's, you know, we said it last week. It's Liverpool's game to lose, ain't it? And the title to lose. To be fair, apart from United, I don't even know what games are on this weekend.
No.
I'll save that for later anyway. So, email from Miles. Hi, guys. He's working his way through the Xenoblade games because he had some of the recommendations from us the other week. So, love it so far. Sam, happy days.
Is that
fair,
the game you're playing or playing?
No, it's one that I played before, yeah. It's open world and that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember this. I haven't played it. I remember seeing it, though, because you could get it for the Switch.
Yeah, that's what I played on the Switch. It is a good game. Open world, battling and all that.
Does he battle like Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts?
No, Kingdom Hearts style.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. It is good. It really is good because there's three of those. And then there is another one which was on the U Switch, but it didn't get released on the Wii U.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been released on the Switch.
Right.
And then they are making a fourth one, I do believe. I've got a couple more games. I've still got to fucking finish. I'm going to finish this one that I'm on. Then I'm going to replay Final Fantasy VII again.
Right.
Then play the next one, Rebirth, that's just come out.
Is there any new games, if anyone listening can save me looking, any RPG-based game for the PS5 that has got a gameplay like Kingdom Hearts? But as I've mentioned before, I don't like when they overcomplicate like games where you have to make your own food, make your own materials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good if you can buy them in a sense, like the materials, but like it isn't based on you have to build everything. Build, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, if it's there and you want to, you can do it. But if you don't have to, it doesn't deter from building up your character and stuff like that.
Well, to be fair, because like the Legend of Heroes games that I've been playing, so it's the last one that I'm working through at the moment, Trails to Riviera. But the first ones, you can get them on the PlayStation Store. So they're not, apart from the later ones, like the last two or three, they're all from like fucking, you can get them on the Switch and that. So the first couple of fucking, where it's the little characters, like little fucking Game Boy style sort of pixel art essentially. And then when it leads on to Cold Steel and a lot further on. But yeah, with them ones, Yeah, you can do all the cooking and whatever and that, but you don't need to. Mm. You only do them if you want to get the trophies. Yeah. It's all about the trophies and achievements now, ain't it? But otherwise, yeah, if you play through them, you can get them, say, on the PlayStation Store. But to be fair, I mean, I've got, if you wanted to just start off from Cold Steel, I've got the games at home anyway. You can just pirate them. So even though the PS4, you can whack them on the 5.
Yeah, no, because, you know, I've been thinking about the, I mean, I hardly haven't got time anyway, but I don't know whether, I didn't know whether to get EA 24, because I didn't even know that when you go online now, you can play people that's on Xbox if you've got a PlayStation.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I might be wrong in saying that now then, but I'm pretty sure that it's multi-platform. Yes. Yeah, so.
They should have done that years ago, yeah, FIFA. I'm, well, EA. But, they definitely should have done, because, you know, that literally is between PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and you can play it on the Switch as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if that is a multi-platform one, then that is good, yeah. But then that's just more people that you're going to be fucking shit against, really, though, ain't
it? Yeah, well, I haven't played it for like 8 years, yeah.
Neither have I, man. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I always find it, like, it's like stuff on TV. No one X Factor's on every year, and I'm a Celebrity is on every year, and Britain's Got Talent is on every year. It's just like, it's a fucking Coronation Street every fucking day. Like, it's the same. And then, like, when you think about in games time, you've got Call of Duty and FIFA EA every year.
Mm.
It's just like, you're just playing. It's not the same. Obviously, it's a bit different. But do you get what I'm saying? There's no new grounds being broken. Yeah. And then Grand Theft Auto comes every 15 years.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like it with these Trails games and all that. Because, fair enough, yeah, the game itself is the same. You're battling monsters and whatever. But, excuse me, you're getting different storylines and that. Yeah. So that's why I like them. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to try and do a bit over the weekend, really. It's just play a bit of that. I do want to try and go to the cinema over the weekend, like awesome. Ghostbusters.
Oh, no.
Did you not like the last one?
No, I didn't.
Terrible.
There's not many movies. I watched The Iron Claw.
Wanted to watch it. Yeah. I've not watched it yet.
Not in the cinema, you know, on the dodgy.
I thought it was on Amazon or something anyway.
Maybe it is now. But, yeah, that was all right, mate. But, I mean,
there's not been nothing new that I've wanted to watch for a little while until I saw the release date of Ghostbusters. I did watch half of the new Roadhouse the other night.
Yeah, no, I watched all that. Conor McGregor just makes me laugh. Like,
That's been another one of fucking all the TikToks this week. It's got different scenes. When the boys arrange to have drinks at 5, but I'll turn up at 3. And then it's exactly. Him there. Where the fuck is everyone?
Yeah. The one thing I was watching, Fran, I couldn't get my... It's like, how ripped is Jake Gyllenhaal?
I know, man, it's like, mental, isn't he?
Because obviously, you know, I've been losing weight. And like, I've read that he went from 205 pounds to 184 pounds in weight. So he's lost 19 pounds. So I'm like... But obviously, that's just he's put muscle on at some aspect as well. Yeah, so he's probably dropped a bit more fat. I've seen some of his
training regime before the film. It's all like the calisthenics training and that he was doing. So that's how he was able to get so defined and that.
Really. Yeah, I've seen him like on a machine. He's like throwing these like I'd say like not a straight punch, but it's like a high punch. Mm. Like, and he's like, he's got really jacked up for it. The whole movie, I was like. He's fucking ripped, but like the thing is that you know after he has a carb, he's gonna feel fat as fuck.
Yeah.
Because he's absolutely shredded. So as soon as he has a burger or something, some chips, he's gonna feel heavy. But 194 pounds, we lost 19 pounds, but he's one person who always gets in really good shape. Like I remember him in Southpaw.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he just seems to get that physique he's playing. And I'm not saying he comes easy because obviously it must take a lot of hard work, but.
It's a part of the training for it, though, and you know,
yeah, it's
I've said it before about the YouTubers and that when you see them go from obese and whatever, and then now they're ripped because they've got all the time to be able to do it. So
and the PT to coach them
everything. And the money as well.
Yeah.
So
well, that's where the PT comes in because if you want a good PT, you're probably talking like I would imagine, especially in London, you're probably talking over £100 an hour for. You know, and then when you've got someone there that's doing your meal plan, you might be even have enough money to have a chef, mate.
Yeah. I mean? You know, a lot of these people will, won't they? Yeah. You know.
Because I saw, they're quite big in America. And I'm sorry if I pronounced this wrong. It's called the Nauk Boys. Nauk.
Haven't got a clue.
So they like do podcasts, and I'm sure they've got their own brand of beer. I might be wrong in saying with the brand of beer, but they've definitely got their own podcast.
Mm.
And it is a big podcast. They done like a 12-week body transformation, and they come out like what they started off before and how they finished is really good. And obviously that's because he's used to go all the time and money just to help him along the way.
You know, it's amazing what you can get done when you've got the time and that.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying earlier, one of the days I was out for pretty much 4 hours, like a big 10-mile round walk. And that's a guess as well, because the one that I did before, the day before, going along the roads from where I was to roughly where I went to, that was a 6-mile round trip. Well, I didn't go along the road. Oh. I went along the beach and that. So that was probably about an 8-mile one. Just having the time of day to be able to just go out and walk for hours and hours. I mean, you know, it was kind of needed anyway, because obviously on holiday I was drinking more then as well, didn't you? And having some good scran. Well, anyway, back to Miles's question.
Sorry.
He says, have you got any film recommendations too?
Oh, films. You know what? I really like a film called The Green Book.
Green Book?
Yeah. So it's not a movie that I thought I'd really like, but I really like it. It's a story how a musician from New York is going to tour the South in the 60s. And to do so, his record label needs a companion to drive him and to look after him. And he hires someone called Tony Lee.
Mm.
And and it's just a story of that, how them two grow and bond. And yeah, it's a really good movie. I think he won an Oscar. So it's an unusual movie in terms of, like, you know, it's an action or comedy or something. And I didn't think I'd like this film, but I really liked it. Have you got one for him?
To be fair, it's a Will Ferrell film called Stranger Than Fiction. So, like, it's completely out of bounds for him. Because obviously, you know, we know his films, The Other Guys, Step Brothers and all that, great comedy films. This one, it's a more serious film in a sense, like. The premise, basically, like, he's hearing a narrator in his head and that, and it turns out this woman who's writing a book, it's his life, and somehow, like, magic's fucking made it about him and that. But I can't say too much about it because it'll spoil things.
Yeah.
But it really is a good film.
It's always funny when you, when you sit down to watch a movie and you don't think you're going to enjoy it, there's no expectations on it.
Yeah.
And you end up really enjoying it. Like, one of these movies, I'm just trying to get the name to make sure it is. Yeah, 1917. Now,
was that the army one?
Yeah, World War One. So yeah. I like World War Two movies and World War Two documentaries. Also, Band of Brothers.
Mm.
Watch that if you haven't, because that's fucking awesome. And then they've brought out Masters of the Air. That's on Apple. It's like... So Band of Brothers was like the army part of it. They brought the Pacific, which was like the Marines in the Pacific part. And then they've done Masters of the Air, which is more like, the big bombers they had.
Mm-hmm.
So from that story. And I am whining for them to do a UK version of that, because it's always from the American point of view. So
yeah.
Americans come to the UK, sell up, and then do their missions. And I would really like one. I know there's the Dunkirk, but that's just like a... because it was a failure that they've made into a positive that was able to bring everyone back. But, like, I'd like a series like that from a UK perspective, because there doesn't seem to be one.
Mm.
You know, the story of, you know, the Battle of Britain, and then how Britain helped, you know, their story, because, because Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks are the producers on this show.
Yeah.
So I would watch them as well. But 1917, I was really that's done really well in terms of how it flows, because the scenes are really long and it's on one camera. You know, and what I'm trying to say is obviously now if me and JD was talking, when I talk, the camera would be on me, and then when you talk, the camera would be on you, but you wouldn't see because it happens that quick.
Yeah.
It's the scenes are really long and it's done on one camera frame, so it doesn't pan out or it doesn't. You know, the scenes are really long and it's really well acted. So I would really recommend 1917 as well as The Green Book and The Band of Brothers.
Yeah. So let us know how you get on with them films, to be fair. There probably would be a lot
There's
more.
Probably more if I thought about it. There's probably more like, I should have fucking said that. But
there's films that I'd say not to watch. But I'm glad that I didn't go to cinema and watch Miss Marvel or The Marvels, whatever it was. I only watched it the other week, but I'm glad I didn't spend money fucking going out and watching it.
I've seen a movie called Madame Web, and that's been absolutely slaughtered.
I could tell that I'm not going to want to go to the cinema and watch it. I'll wait until it's on TV, essentially. Just because it's linked with all the rest of the universe is in it. I feel like that Sydney Sweeney is in it.
No, you've mentioned her before. I don't know who this is.
I've not seen her in anything. It's just she keeps popping up. People keep fucking going on about her, raving about her and that. And she's hot, but she's just, I think, it reminds me of the scene on How I Met Your Mother, the cheerleader effect. And like, so he sees a group of women. When you single them out, it's like, they're not as attractive as when you're seeing them as the whole group. So I think because people are blindsided by the massive tits, they're not really paying too much attention to her face. Don't get me wrong, she's beautiful, but they're raving on about her. Like she's fucking the best looking woman in the world and ever been. I just feel like I've seen something saying that even though the film bombed, she's a shining light from it or something. Let's say everyone's up her arse at the moment. She might be into that, I don't know.
Because I didn't even know this movie come out, and then I saw it. It's already out.
I saw the trailer for it, I don't know, fucking 2 months ago or something. And just after that, I knew I will watch it, but it didn't hype me up to want to go to the cinema.
Yeah, I think the movie, the cinema effect is really, for me anyway, there's something missing. I mean, it's just fucking expensive anyhow. Food, packing them is £5.50 or whatever. Yeah. Fuck off, mate.
It is ridiculous.
So you just have, I'll be honest, when I go to cinema now, go B&M, buy those same fucking M&Ms for £1.25, put them in my pocket. I can't do it, mate. I can't.
The only thing, when I do go to cinema, I'll just get a drink, because I do like that you can mix the flavours up with the machine. So I don't get the ice blast. I tend to get a Sprite and then put some of the peach and some of the strawberry.
Yeah.
Nice little.
You know what my partner said she'd done before when she took her sister to the cinema? Went in with a KFC. I was like.
Yeah, because they can't refuse it.
No, I didn't even know that. I thought they could refuse it. Imagine going in with a big KFC and scrambling it.
So it
might be the way forward, actually.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. More so because if it's smelly foods, other people might moan about it. I've walked in with Subway's and all sorts of.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah, Subway's not bad. It's like a sandwich, but a KFC, as you said, with the smell of it.
Well, I did see. I think it was this morning, actually. I don't know the name of the account, but fucking, he keeps posting the fake videos. A few of them, it's. They've been coming to his house, and so it's perception through the Ring doorbell or whatever. And one of them was why are you turned your Wi-Fi off? What are you on about? My Wi-Fi, I've just turned it off.
I've seen it. He's claiming to be a neighbor.
And then another one, I bought this phone off you yesterday, and then now the back's broke. But what did you do to it? I dropped it. So I just want a replacement or my money back. It's a whole conversation. And it's all fake, because how can this one geezer have so many of the same situations? So again, I saw fucking one of his this morning, I think it was. And he's on the bus, and there's this black woman, and apparently she's eating, but she keeps putting her head down so you can't see what she's doing behind the two seats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm fasting, can you not eat, please? And it's like, look, if you fucking, I get it, if you're fasting, it's a hard thing, like, because it cracks me up, I'm smelling stuff, you know, or I start thinking about food and I start getting hungry or whatever. But yeah, you can't, there's no need, like, they're on a bus, there's no need to start an argument. Oh. And she's basically telling him to fuck off. Like, if not happy about it, go downstairs then.
Yeah.
And I watched 10 seconds, realised it was him, and I was like, I can't be dealing with this shit, man.
When people, like, expect you not to eat because they're fasting, it's like, it's your choice.
Yeah.
You know.
No, fair enough, yeah, religious connotations and stuff, but... Yeah, you can't fucking...
It's like, don't implement stuff on me.
Yeah, that's but yeah, we're going to... I mean, we've hit an hour now anyway. I need to get back home and put my ankle on ice because I know I haven't told the story on pod, but it's fucking throbbing.
Right.
Practically broke it last night.
Have we got one more email?
There's one more message, but it is a question that...
Right.
We'll end up going on for 10, 15 minutes or whatever, but my ankle literally is
frozen. Okay, fair one, just feel it.
So,
right, yeah. So
we'll lean on to that next week.
And thank you to everyone that has emailed. And obviously,
yeah, always appreciate it.
If we haven't read yours out, as JD said, next week, wiggle it out there.
Yeah, it's just been too eventful again, ain't it? You know, it's just everything's going on.
We just chatted some realness.
All the real talk, all the real ditties. Yeah, links are all in the description that anyway. realtalkingpod@gmail.com 07470-488-096 if you want to hit the hotline at Ash and JD.
No feet pics.
Nah, don't. I'm still surprised no one sends a picture yet, Lord. But keep it real and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.